U.S. scientists are getting creative to deliver even more sustainable products in 2020. This is 91.7 WVXU on NPR One and Focus on Technology. I'm Ann Thompson. Ford sustainability lead Debbie Molesky remembers the day she came into her lab holding a giant cup of coffee.
Trying to wake up, and I looked at it and said, oh my gosh, there must be waste associated with this.
She was right. Her team figured out a use for the chaff of the coffee. That's the really thin skin that comes off the bean during the roasting process. Turns out it's very durable and has good heat properties for headlight housing. A call to McDonald's, one of the biggest sellers of coffee, set the recycling chain in motion. McDonald's now sells its coffee chaff to a third party.
The chaff is sent to a big processor who distributes it into plastic material and makes pellets. And then it's sent to our headlamp molder, who is Varroc Technologies, and they mold it into a headlamp, and then it's assembled onto a Ford vehicle.
The first vehicle to get the chaff headlight housing is the Lincoln Continental, rolling off the assembly line this month. By using coffee chaff, Ford doesn't have to use talc, a mineral you have to mine. Recycling is nothing new to Ford. Molesky says the company already uses soy-based foam in the seat cushions, backs, and headrests of all its vehicles. Eco-friendly athletic shoes made by Reebok will be out next year. The Forever FloatRite Grow sports sneakers are made out of plants. The upper part contains eucalyptus tree fibers. The inside of the shoe is made with algae and is naturally odor-resistant. The midsole comes from castor beans, and the sole of the shoe is made from rubber trees. Reebok says it's committed to eliminating virgin polyester, which takes a lot of water and energy to make, by 2025. It will do this by creating natural products and using recycled materials. Coca-Cola and the owner of Budweiser are doing away with plastic rings and shrink wrap in Europe. They've ordered a paperboard alternative from the Atlanta-based company Graphic Packaging International. Vice President of Beverage Packaging Brett Arnone describes what the keel clip looks like.
It snaps onto the top and then folds over the entire six-pack to cover the tops of the cans as well.
His company's been working on different versions of the keel clip for 25 years, but he says with people's disdain of plastic, now it's catching on.
I think you'll see it initially start with the beverage companies. In fact, I know that to be the case because that's the first applications that we're installing, like I said, over in Europe. But I do believe you'll see it with a lot of very large corporations that would be very recognizable.
One thing companies have to consider is the additional cost of changing machinery. In the end, both Arnone and Ford's Molesky see it as closing the waste gap.
I see waste as gold, and this whole idea of circular economy where we work with other industries and their waste becomes valuable to Ford, and my waste at Ford becomes valuable to McDonald's.
Ford now has its eyes on McDonald's potato peels, tomato seeds, and orange peels. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.